And let's talk about jobs at the White House. Yesterday, the president appointed William Daley as his new chief of staff. And today, he will announce that Treasury Department official Gene Sperling is moving into the White House to run the National Economic Council. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson was listening to the president's announcement.
Today, I am proud to announce the appointment of an experienced public servant, a devoted patriot, my friend, fellow Chicagoan, Bill Daley, to serve as my chief of staff.
That's President Barack Obama yesterday in the East Room, making the single most important move in what aides say is a major retooling of the White House staff. Daley was the Commerce Secretary in the Clinton administration, and he's currently an executive with J.P. Morgan Chase. That would make him one of those fat cat investment bankers the president once famously criticized. But President Obama explained Bill Daley is much more than that.
He's led major corporations. He possesses a deep understanding of how jobs are created and how to grow our economy. And needless to say, Bill also has a smidgen of awareness of how our system of government and politics works. You might say it is a genetic trait.
Daley, of course, is steeped in Democratic Party politics. He's the brother of current Chicago Mayor Richard Daley and the son of former longtime Chicago Mayor Richard Daley. He referred to that legacy yesterday.
50 years ago this month, I visited the White House with my parents and my brothers and sisters to visit a young president who went on to show great strength, leadership, and vision in the face of enormous challenges in those times. You, Mr. President, have proven your strength, your leadership, your vision during a most difficult time for our nation and for the world.
During the Clinton administration, Daley led the effort to pass NAFTA. And in 2009, he wrote an op-ed urging the Democrats to steer a more moderate course on health care, the economy, and the environment. His arrival signals that President Obama wants to continue moving to the political center and to reach out to the business community. Daley's appointment was criticized by liberal groups, but hailed by the Chamber of Commerce, one of the president's most powerful opponents. Ken Duberstein, who was chief of staff to President Ronald Reagan, says the choice of Daley meets a lot of the president's needs, including reaching out to Republicans in Congress.
He has appointed somebody who is experienced, well-versed in the tribal politics of Washington as well as Chicago, somebody who has been around the track and who will do not only the White House staff job, but also be a very public spokesman for the administration.
Although he's not in President Obama's closely held inner circle, he is in one of its innermost rings. He's close to the president's top political advisor, David Axelrod, who's leaving the White House in a few weeks to go back to Chicago to set up the 2012 Obama reelection campaign. And, says Duberstein, Daley's ability to coordinate seamlessly with the reelection effort is another key element in his selection.
Bill can reach all the power players on Capitol Hill, so it's really a twofer in the sense of building bridges to the business community, building bridges to the people on Capitol Hill, and helping President Obama build a bridge back to the American people, having been spanked pretty hard in the last November election.
Today, the president announces new economic staff, and soon he'll choose a new press secretary, more elements of a new White House operation that will have to deal with divided government in Washington and run for re-election at the same time. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.